This is MemCare by Radio with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Our special guest today, as we think about orientation as you arrive on a new field, is Scott Hicks. He works with Barnabas International and lives in Senegal, West Africa. His responsibilities include team counseling and one-on-one counseling with expat Christian workers, helping them to adapt and helping them to be healthy emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. MemCare's Scott Hollinger talked with him recently, and last week they talked about some of the little things that are included in on-field orientation. So let's jump back and bring our memories of that conversation up to date as Scott Hicks tells of some of his experiences.
What I have seen work the best in West Africa is when someone is assigned to new people. And it doesn't come across as an assignment. It is my joy, it is my privilege to help walk you through, and you fill in a period of time, 6 months, is it a year? But I am volunteering for this. And so let's say, Scott, that you're coming to the field and you are brand new. It is my privilege to sit down with you and your wife or your family and not only show you where shopping is and what some of the different things are that you might need to go to and kind of orient yourself to the field, but we're going to meet on some kind of a regular basis. I'm not saying that that'd be every day. That's probably a little bit too intense, but at the very beginning, once a week would not be unusual. And it could be something as simple as coffee. It could be a meal, but just kind of unpacking, what's your experience been? Tell me what you're struggling with. What have you liked? What haven't you liked? What have you not understood? Have you had enough family time? Are you finding time for that? And maybe even tell personal stories. I know when I first came, this was true for me. This is the part that was really tough for me. I know my wife and I laugh now, but one of the struggles we had was driving. Because the rules, although there are rules, they're not North American. They seem like they make them up as they go along. Now we have learned to recognize hand gestures and signals and things that we saw, but we had no idea what it meant. Now we see, and it's like, oh, I know what that means. This program can be adjusted. I think it's one of the beauties of it is that it's not a canned program. I wouldn't have a set of questions that you need to ask. Each field is going to be unique. You start out once a week. After a month, maybe it goes to every 2 weeks. After a couple of months, it goes to once a month. These people get to decide, how much is necessary, how much is needed. And if one person needs more or less than the other, that's not an indictment that someone is doing better or worse than. It's just, this is where they're at. But I've seen way too many come and go that simply got lost in the process. I think we have people on the field. I think that this is if you want to call it a program, that is doable and it's not time intensive, but I think it would save us lots and lots of people on the field that are frustrated and lost, and I just can't get a handle in the transition and the stress and the loss is just way too much, and I don't know how to get a handle, and I begin to realize or I begin to believe that maybe this isn't what God had for me. Maybe I misunderstood his call. And so people that have spent years in training, years in support raising in a rather short amount of time are off the field. And that's a tragedy that I think is for the most part preventable.
All right. Now we've revived our memories. We remember a little bit about what we talked about last week about on-field orientation. Now let's jump ahead and see what else we need to learn about this process.
Is there steps that can be taken if even after this a type of on-field orientation of walking beside the new workers and you're seeing that they are just really struggling? Is that a point where the person who's doing this on-field orientation needs to recognize there are some deeper issues and perhaps get further counseling to save the career of these people before it even gets started?
Sure. I think that's always possible. I think one of the misconceptions is the health of many, depending on who you read, what the statistic is, somewhere around 1 in 7, 1 in 8, kind of on the low side, maybe 1 in 12, maybe on the higher side, leave the field for preventable reasons. And out of those, the numbers are fairly small of people that just really have psychological issues that just are not taken care of on the field. The large percentage are people that are just struggling in very common, normal ways that they just can't get a handle on it. Right. But for those that are struggling, hopefully organizations or hopefully there's a member care person that is available within a short period of a distance that they can be maybe sent to or flown in that can help assess and look at what exactly is going on here. Were there issues before they even came to the field that are affecting this that until certain things are taken care of, this would be really hard, that no matter how good your on-field program would be, that this is just an issue that is beyond the scope of what a field can really deal with. But again, I would want to make sure that our listeners are understanding that in my experience, those are very small in number. We are losing many, many more for preventable reasons and not large psychological issues than the reverse of that. You know, people are coming to established teams and they're seeing a lot of health. You know, they're seeing people that have been out there for 10, 12 years, some number. They're out there and they've got a vibrant ministry. They're talking the language. They've got Bible studies with the local nationals. They are mentoring pastors. The problem is they haven't seen the path. They haven't walked for the last 10, 12 years knowing that they're walking the exact same path. And in 10 or 12 years, there's going to be someone behind them saying, wow, look how well they're doing. We're just not used to that path. We're used to walking into a situation with a lot of strength and a lot of credibility and a lot of skills to bring to bear. And although we may bring some of that to it, there's a lot of learning that has to happen. And we just don't have very many contexts in at least North America that rivals what happens. When we take jobs, we are usually brought on for our skill and expertise and our abilities. We're taking a lot of rawness and trying to mold it into service. Evangelism in North America is quite different than evangelism in an African context. Will evangelism in North America be a help? To some degree, yeah. But you're going to learn a whole lot of new, different ways of thinking through and doing evangelism that you probably have never had to think about doing back here. And so it's just this, it's a very, very different process. And it usually leaves a lot of people feeling rather inadequate, less than, not cut out for, which is simply, for the most part, not true. They are going through a process that is new, not very fun, but part of the process to becoming that force that God wants them to be and to use in drawing the world to himself.
Well, Scott, a closing question that I have is probably there are listeners right now who are saying, wow, this is a good idea. We've thought about doing this. We're really not sure how to go about it for our team here where we are at. Is Barnabas available to go pretty much global and help a team if they request it?
Let me just step back from the question just for a minute and say Barnabas is kind of multi-leveled in that every staff member at Barnabas does not have the exact same skill set. We have a number of people that are more teachers and preachers, and they would be great for like a spiritual life conference. We have some that are very gifted in music, and so they'd be great to come and lead, you know, worship or music at conferences. And then we have a number that would be therapists, counselors in that role that would be very good at coming and doing this. And so I don't want to give the idea that every person within Barnabas would be able to do this, but there are a number of people within Barnabas that do have the ability, have the skills. We do travel globally. And so if a program like this would generate 50 requests, Barnabas would probably have a difficult time responding to every one of them. But I think it would be a great place to start. And I think that Barnabas could respond to quite a few of these. I don't know if this would be helpful or not, but I believe it was 2001. I wrote an article for EMQ that also was in this area of on-field orientation and gave kind of a layout of some of the things that would be very helpful in a program like this that they might be able to refer to, and it may help develop a program like this. I think one of the uniquenesses of this idea, Scott, is that, you know, you don't have to be a trained professional. You just have to have a heart that is given towards the new people that are coming to your team. It just requires you the ability to sit and listen, to ask questions, to remember what it was like when you came, and to count these people as valuable. If you're able to do that, most are pretty skilled in figuring out how to do this. The need would be there to sit down and talk to somebody. I think we have people within Barnabas, but the ability to sit down and have coffee and lunch and talk through common areas of concern or weakness that a particular field would see, I think most fields that I know of would be able to do it. Here's the problem, Scott. I've got to value this. I've got to see this as important, because if it's not, if I simply assign people to do this and it's one more thing on my job description, one more box that I have to check, then it's not going to be done very well. I'm not going to have my heart given to it. If I see it as a necessary evil, then, I'm going to probably try to get through it. If I see this as part of my role, that God values these people, that God sees the encouragement ministry, the one another verses that we see in Scripture as not only true in North America, if I can wrap my head and heart around that and become one of those servants to the new people, that's where this goes really, really well. But if I kind of have this hindrance that this isn't real service, I didn't come out here to hold hands for these new people, then you're going to need more than somebody from Barnabas to come out and help you. There's going to have to be a reorientation. But for those organizations that already say, boy, these are valuable people, we just got to figure out how to do it better, I think most organizations, after hearing something like this or reading an article, would say, oh, I think we have a clue of how to do that.
All right. There are some ideas about on-field orientation that perhaps could be applied to the place where you're working. Scott Hollinger was talking with Scott Hicks about some of the challenges for a new arrival on the field and how on-field orientation and briefing can help and why it's important. I'm sure you can probably identify with some of the examples and situations, and we'll have some more on this subject another time. By the way, if you want to know more about Barnabas International, you can find links to Barnabas on the MemCare website.
This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.